Blessing in Physical Activity, August 14th. A Strong Body Temple. And the Lord God took the man, and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. One of the first laws of the being is that of action. Every organ of the body has its appointed work, upon the development of which depends its strength. The normal action of all the organs gives vigor and life, inaction brings decay and death. To the dwellers in Eden was committed the care of the garden, to dress it and to keep it. God appointed labor as a blessing to man, to occupy his mind, to strengthen his body, and to develop his faculties. In mental and physical activity, Adam found one of the highest pleasures of his holy existence. A proportionate exercise of all the organs and faculties of the body is essential to the best work of each. When the brain is constantly taxed while the other organs of the living machinery are inactive, there is a loss of strength, physical and mental. Those whose habits are sedentary should, when the weather will permit, exercise in the open air every day, summer or winter. Walking is preferable to riding or driving, for it brings more of the muscles into exercise. The lungs are forced into healthy action, since it is impossible to walk briskly without inflating them. Full, deep inspirations of pure air, which fill the lungs with oxygen, purify the blood. They impart to it a bright color and send it, a life-giving current, to every part of the body. A good respiration soothes the nerves, it stimulates the appetite and renders digestion more perfect, and it induces sound, refreshing sleep. Jesus was an earnest, constant worker. Never lived there among men another so weighted with responsibilities. Yet his was a life of health. Physically as well as spiritually he was represented by the sacrificial lamb, without blemish and without spot. In body as in soul he was an example of what God designed all humanity to be through obedience to his laws.